Where exactly is the pressure on Russia to do anything if you're not right now imposing new sanctions? How do you get them to a place of getting to the table with Zelensky and stopping to drop bombs?
But Kristen, I think that question betrays a fundamental misunderstanding of where we are. The president has applied aggressive economic leverage, for example, the secondary tariffs on India, to try to make it harder for the Russians to get rich from their oil economy. He's tried to make it clear that Russia can be reinvited into the world economy if they stop the killing, but they're going to continue to be isolated if they don't stop the killing. The president has applied more economic pressure to the Russians to stop this war than Biden did in 3 years.
You know,
so the idea that we're not doing anything, we're already doing things right now, and this is how negotiation works. You do something, you talk to the parties, you try to see if there's a meeting of minds. Again, we believe we've already seen some significant concessions from both sides just in the last few weeks. We're going to eventually be successful, or we'll hit a brick wall. And if we hit a brick wall, then we're going to continue this process of negotiation, of applying leverage. This is the energetic diplomacy that's going to bring this war to a close.